iPhone to be like.
Speaking of the Ridgewood subreddit, man, today my bus here was a couple minutes late. I don't know if you guys noticed. My bus here was ruined by the shooting of Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
They had to do a 4,000-point turn with a bus because they are shooting Goosebumps here.
Did you see anyone?
Did you see Slappy?
I saw Slappy the puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the dummy. I saw the sink.
Yo, I'm really supposed to be scared of a guy named Slappy the Dummy?
Yeah. I'll slap you, dummy. That's right, man. I do not want to live anywhere where video production is going on.
It's like always happened here, man.
We do. No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No.
This was the spot for like, they would shoot like SVU over here and they would shoot like other stuff.
They filmed The Irishman here.
Well, I don't like actors. And I don't like actors running around my neighborhood.
You like actors. You guys both like actors.
I do not like actors running around my neighborhood. I'm liable to up the
name
blower.
Name one actor we like.
Michael Shannon.
I don't like Michael Shannon.
I'm glad he's...
You're lying.
I want to rip his throat out with my teeth.
You're lying. Yeah. You're just saying that for a
comedic liked
effect.
In Man of Steel when he got punched into 1,000 buildings. Yeah. I thought it was real.
Oh, great job, Michael Shannon. You can play a weird-looking guy.
Yeah. I saw him on
the
street.
I wonder how you can do that.
I saw him on the street.
Probably because
with
you
daughters.
Have a male name and a female name back-to-back.
Yeah. How long did you have to practice to play a guy with eyes that are
Shannon
far apart?
Sharp. He's one of the top men.
Well, you don't shut the fuck up.
You just said Shannon is a male name.
Yeah.
That's cat.
Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp is the exception that proves the rule.
That's one of the top men.
He's not. Nah, man.
That's one of the top guys
He's
right
not
now.
One of the top men. He's one of Have the you top seen how he dresses? Right that is
That's
a woman.
That's true. You know what? I didn't even think the
that
tight
is
ass
a female.
Suits. You got to stop wearing them tight ass suits, man.
Why do you think he wears
Loosen
the tight ass suit? Because he's got nothing down there.
Yeah, he's plain. He's plain down there.
No,
man.
It's inside out, man.
It's inside out?
He's got one.
He's got a penis that's inside out.
Otherwise known as?
A reverse penis.
A vagina. Okay. He's got a vagina.
Okay.
Shannon Sharp is also the most female name I've ever heard in my
Shannon
life.
Shannon Sharp.
Sharp.
Sharp, like Sharp. The tip of a boob.
Like the tip of a boob.
Exactly. Like a clit. Sharp.
Yeah. When I hear Shannon Sharp, I think of, I got to go to the mall and buy the new Shannon Sharps. They're a new high heel. A
exactly.
High heel.
It does sound like a woman's shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a pop star from the early 2000s
but,
whose
but
whole
yo,
thing was
but
that
yo,
she was a
I guess,
bitch.
I guess it sounds like a woman's shoe, but what's more masculine than having a woman put her foot in you?
Damn. So he is like a shoe. Have you seen the video where he's talking about how...
I don't know who he is.
You know who Shannon Sharp
Club
is?
Club Shay Shay?
No.
He's an NFL player, a former NFL player. Now he has a podcast called Club Shay Shay.
Cat Williams went on it.
Okay. Yeah, it was like the big Cat Williams
return podcast.
Oh, that's
what I've heard the name before.
Yeah.
He, there's a video where he... I hadn't seen that much Shannon Sharp, just like stuff on ESPN. And I watched the Cat Williams thing and then it autoplayed like the next video. And it was just a video of him talking about how if a woman has like... is like really beautiful, he's just gonna jizz instantly. And he says one of the best things I've ever heard, where he says, if you got that scunion, he called it a scunion,
like the butt.
I don't know, I just something about that word, I'd never heard that word before, and
scunion.
It made me laugh so hard. If you got that scunion,
can you look up scunion?
I'm out. That's what he said.
Can you look up scunion? I need to know.
I don't
want to
know.
Honestly, I need to know the dictionary definition of scunion.
I don't think
also,
scunion's
in the dictionary. If you got a scunion, I'm out too.
If you got a scunion,
I'm out.
I don't know what it is, but
I'm out. I need to know what it is. I need to know what a scunion is so bad.
I wouldn't be surprised if you have one. In fact, let me inspect.
I'm sure that you have a scunion.
I bet it's. But that's the thing about Like, I've heard the phrase onion ass before.
Yeah.
You know?
I've heard that before.
Why would you associate that with the butt?
Because of the shape.
Well, think about the smell. Think of the smell.
Well, I think a butt is more of the smell.
Well, but that's what people say about an onion's ass is that it's so beautiful. Or not an onion's ass. An onion ass, because it's so beautiful, it makes you cry.
But it also smells like an onion.
I think the association of a smell with an ass is a lot stronger than
exactly,
with an onion.
Exactly, the poop that comes from there.
I wouldn't be worried about smell at all.
But I wouldn't want to associate, I don't know. I've heard apple bottom.
I mean, I would get it if people were saying like a shit ass.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
The shit smells worse than ass. You think onions smell like shit?
Yeah.
Would you rather smell
it smells like shit. Well, you think it smells like poop.
You would rather smell a random onion than a random ass than
a random
onion. You'd
rather smell an ass than an onion is what you're saying.
I don't want an ass to smell like an onion.
But what do you want to say?
But which smells better?
Which smells better?
An onion or an ass?
They are equally as bad.
That's
crazy, bro.
Poop?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The remains of poop?
If you go into a room and the whole room smells like onions, you're going to comment on it.
I'm going to say, I'll have a hamburger.
I'm going to comment on it and thank God it doesn't smell like poop instead of onions. That's my comment.
Would you rather? Okay.
Okay.
Would you?
I guess they're both a bad smell, but one of them is
food. I don't think onions
is
a bad smell at all.
Onions is a pretty bad
smell.
There's
ants that we're fighting all over the mixer today, which is kind of a new battle that we're having.
The mixer is infested with insects.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. There's another one.
They literally are living inside the mixer.
We have a bag of trash just sitting over there.
Maybe the sugar that
it's
got inside
soda
the mixer
incident.
Somehow.
The soda that is trapped inside of the mixer that they're mining for.
How do we get ants?
Soda!
It's soda spills,
it's
man.
Soda. Soda is the number one ant
attractor.
We've had
them before because we've had soda in here for a year.
It's because soda is not in our stomachs.
It's inside. Yeah. We've had soda in here for a year, but we have not had soda in the mixer for a year.
That one month when trash wasn't getting picked up ruined us.
This has happened in the last 5 days.
This is crazy. This is what happens when you leave for tour. You don't do anything.
Listen to me and stop talking. You're saying that you would not choose to have your ass permanently smell like onions if it never smelled like poop ever again. It never smelled bad. And not like onion, like, it's so strong. It's so
just
strong.
That's what I'm thinking. It's so strong it smells like an
onion.
But
think it differently.
Well, then why would you, you're trying to guide how I think.
Because what you're saying makes no sense. This is what we're doing. We're asking you which smells better, onions or ass. And you say, well, if the onions smell really, really, really bad and strong, then they'd be worse.
If an onion, if a butt smelled like an onion, it would be the worst smelling butt in the world because it would also smell like shit it's a butt.
We said instead of.
No, man. No, this is what I'm saying.
But you're
not the one asking the question.
You're not the king of the hypos like me and Cam. Okay, you're not a hypothetical.
So wait, your answer is both.
I'm just saying
you rather smell like a butter.
The conceit of this,
the thing that I was saying
is that associating butts with onions is not good visually. It's not good on all of the senses.
I think honestly, I'm gonna say that I think I've just been particularly sensitive to your opinions on stuff ever since the Bobby Boucher thing.
Oh yeah,
that you talked about. Can you please tell people what you said at the North Carolina show?
I said that. Well, I knew a guy whose dad was growing up.
Just
where I grew up in New Hampshire,
Julio. You have to listen to this.
Where I grew up in New Hampshire, Adam Sandler lived the town over. And this guy was saying that he knew Adam Sandler in high school, and his name is Bobby Boucher. His name is Robert Boucher. And I said that he would brag about how he said Adam Sandler
named
a character in his movie after him. And I think that that's not an honor because of the context of that movie.
No,
that's not what you said at all.
This is what he said. The way he said it was, my friend's dad grew up with Adam Sandler and claimed forever that he had a character in a movie named after him, but we all knew it wasn't true. And I said, what character did he say? He said, Bobby Boucher. And I said, what is the guy's name? And you said, Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't named after him.
Well, I don't think that it was named after him. I don't think How? I think that it's the same name, but I don't think he consciously was like, I'm going to name it after my friend in high school. And I don't think that Adam Sandler wrote the movie either. I think it was something. It's the guy who, or Tim Herlihy wrote it.
Mr. Herlihy.
Yeah. Tim, the Herlihy boy.
But
that sketch.
Wait, but you think that Adam Sandler.
I don't think that.
You don't think he could have even named the character in the movie?
I don't think that it's named after this
Does
guy.
He act like Bobby Boucher?
I don't know. I didn't know him that well. I met him one time.
Was he.
Did he talk like this? Yeah, is that what you're asking?
Have that kind of thing?
No. No. But imagine, okay, the point that I was trying to make when I said that is imagine you like go to the movies and you see the water boy.
Yeah.
And then you realize a couple minutes later, oh shit, he named this character after me. You would feel horrible.
I could see that happening to me.
The first scene in that movie is like him. It's the most bullied kid in the world.
So you just told this guy that it wasn't true, but you know it is true.
If it is true, that would hurt my feelings.
Of course. It is true. Yeah, I'm sure Adam Sandler was a vicious bully bastard. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
How do you think he got so funny?
If that's the case, I wouldn't tell anybody that. I wouldn't tell anybody, oh, yeah, I'm named after the... They named the water boy after me.
That's because you have no pride.
Yeah.
Because you're humble. But if you were a braggart, then you would tell people.
I don't think I would tell people that
If you were a gart.
Yes.
I don't think I would tell people if I was named after... Or if they named the water boy.
There's probably a couple movies in the works right now.
If my name was Billy Madison.
With the Patrick Doran.
If my name was Billy Madison, I'd say, check that out.
Yeah, my name was Superman. I'd tell everybody that it was awesome.
But if my name was Zod?
No. Hell no, Michael
Hell
Shannon.
Nah.
Hell fucking no. No.
I would not tell people that character. Like, imagine your name is
Who would
is
play
like,
you in an insulting role?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I have no idea. I'm completely confused now.
I think that Pedro Pascal would do an amazing turn as you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
I really think so, yeah. Pedro Pascal.
In a movie where he plays a bumbling fucking...
It'd be a Rain Man reboot about the years that movies came out. It'd be so awesome.
We should write a...
1972.
We should write a script about Patrick's life that's like one of those books you would read in like fourth grade where it's like teaching you about other cultures and like it has like italicized Spanish words in it. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
We ate tamales.
So wait, I grew up in a Mexican family.
It's about you traveling.
It's Pedro Pascal.
It's Pedro Pascal's whole life, but it's just, he just changed his name for mine.
Where's he from?
Minnesota.
Pedro Pascal's from Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I made that up.
Really?
He's probably from some country in the world.
Is he not American?
I don't know. I don't know what's up with him.
I don't remember. I don't remember what he sounds like.
I think he's from, I don't even know where he's from. From somewhere where they speak Spanish.
I tried to show my wife the video of the guy crashing his flying machine.
Same thing this morning. Not likable by
a woman. Woman do not like this video, man. And I gotta say, man, when I was watching it with her, I fully got it. But for some reason,
dude, I had literally the exact same experience where he crashes and he's going, and then there's like a full 30 seconds of him. I was like, wait, 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 he says on the phone call, and it's like 30 seconds of him just going.
I really didn't realize how much that video. If you haven't seen it, watch it, but not with girls. Girls don't watch this video, but guys watch it with four other guys.
I didn't think it was funny, so we watched it in the car.
That was the only time I saw it.
I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, that's horrible.
Him, yeah. I crashed my flying machine. Yeah. That is, and
I crashed my flying machine.
I really thought.
I'm in the middle of the desert.
I will be honest, man. I had so much fun watching that video the other day, but watching it with my wife made me not like it as much.
Yeah.
I really thought, because I was just sitting there, I just felt like an asshole.
Incredible parallel experience.
Felt like a psycho.
I felt like a dick as well.
She, yeah. And it made her, I think she thinks less of me that I liked this tortured man.
He broke his whole spine, right?
Well, I also lied when she said, did he break it? I said, he broke his arm. Just because I was like, I want her to be able to enjoy the video. Then later I'll tell her that he broke. And then after I was like, actually, he broke his spine.
It's like Donkey hit by train again, man. It's the
my wife likes that one.
Really?
Yeah, my wife think that's funny.
Oh, shit. That's what I like when he flips over the flying machine.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah! 48 miles an hour!
Oh, shit.
Shatters video. Entire
spine. I was reading that the reason he crashed is because he was looking at his phone.
He was looking at his phone.
He was reading his phone the whole time.
It looked like it was a wind incident.
I mean, can you imagine going 48 miles per hour
in the
85
sky?
Feet in the air, and you know in your brain you were being held up by a parachute.
Yeah, that's
you don't
scary.
Even have wings.
Yeah. Have you seen the video?
Would you jump off a house with a sheet?
Maybe. Have you seen the video where the people are driving the Jeep that has like the parachute or the wings on it or something? And they start like taking off, and people are like, "Yeah, woo!" And then they just hit a building, and immediately both of them just die.
No, I have not seen that video.
You've never seen this video. It's so crazy.
Why did the Jeep have wings?
They were like, "Let's make a flying car," and then they made it, and then they aimed it at a building, and they just fucking went right into it, man.
I expected to go and turn sideways like in Top Gun.
Oh my
God. I just don't understand why people want to
start
over
flying
on flying.
Yeah, there's already stuff that flies. You can already make
You don't need to
flies.
Make your Jeep fly. You don't need to build a flying machine. We have that.
It sucks that they made like jetpacks or like jetpacks that don't need water, right? Because every jetpack that I've seen needs to be in the water, needs to be in the ocean.
Yeah, I think they have jetpacks.
Yeah,
those water jetpacks don't seem like they're doing that much. I'm gonna be real.
No, those are fun toys.
Yeah,
there's a reason you only ever see those on cruise ships.
Yeah, those are jokes,
and not in the military.
Exactly.
I guess they might be.
But even then,
be in the Navy, that'd be cool.
I don't think it would be useful for anything.
They made a jetpack in some country.
It would be intimidating.
Yeah. Not really.
Okay.
That'd be the easiest
That's the
target
only thing
in the
you
world.
Can do on one of those jetpacks because it goes side to side like that. And you literally can only have fun on it.
But imagine
you try to go somewhere. It's
but imagine you have an M16 and you're shooting at Al Qaeda.
This is you with an
M16. But even then, that's the easiest target.
You might get distracted and have too much fun. You can't aim.
Yeah. I literally think you can't not have fun on that. There's no way you
can 100%
on one of those.
The military cannot use jetpacks because it's like. Like, think about it. Like, it's just a guy in the middle. Like, on the ground, you can duck and you can hide and everything. But, like, on a jetpack, like, you're just in the middle of the sky. You're just a big target.
But what if you have
a
shield?
I didn't think of that.
Or invisibility.
I'm thinking of that now. If you have a shield or invisibility, wow.
See, if you just see, because then you just think that it's an amazing natural occurrence that there's a giant thing of water standing there. Because you're completely invisible.
Oh, we're just talking about the water ones.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to. We can talk about normal ones, too.
We can talk about any jetpack, man.
I don't have anything.
They made a real Iron Man.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and he run around.
It's so sad that all that stuff, they're inventing this stuff, and it all doesn't matter because we can just blow people up with bombs.
Yeah, it is sad.
It's so sad, man.
They
should ban bombs so all the Iron Man stuff can take
over
for a while.
If Iron Man was real... It wouldn't fucking matter. We have nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
We can destroy
even
anything.
A normal bomb would kill Iron Man.
Just an RPG 7. Just one RPG and that thing's
gone.
There
are grenades. There are bombs. There are
a grenade could bounce off.
But then it bounces right in front
explodes.
Of them.
That's true.
And it's not the hitting. The hitting with the grenade is not the thing that hurts.
Right. It's the shrapnel.
I don't believe
it's the explosion.
You know, have you guys seen the thing where like, the best way to survive a grenade?
Is to jump on top of it. Is that what you're going to say?
I don't remember, actually.
No, you're supposed to jump on the ground away from
but
it.
But people can actually survive jumping on grenades.
Well, you can jump. You're supposed to jump on the, like, go completely prone away from the grenade because that can reduce the amount of shrapnel you get hit by. But it's not
I'm
like
so
you're
glad
going
I don't
to
live in Chicago
where
that happens every
grenades.
Day.
I think the best way to survive a grenade is just to get outside of the range.
Yeah.
But and by
getting on the ground gets you out of the range at least a little bit more.
I would just run.
I learned how the pineapple grenade. I learned how that thing works.
With all the things it blows up
in the inside, and then all the pieces fly everywhere.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're away from the explosion, you're just going to get hurt by a piece.
Yeah. You have to try to dodge pieces.
Yeah. Which dodging a piece, I think, is pretty.
It's easier
easy.
Than well, dodging
pieces
a hole.
Are small.
Pieces are small. Yeah.
It's easier than dodging an entire.
An explosion or an entire?
An entire.
Get the hell away from me with that.
I can't dodge that.
Yeah, I'm not dodging that.
You know what is a giant fear of mine? I don't think anybody will ever up some pole or up a blower at me and try to shoot me. Mm-hmm. But I do think that I might be around this one day.
Yeah.
And a big fear of mine is that the bullet ricochets through somebody's entire body and then flies out and hits me.
Yeah. I do think about what a stray bullet flying through my window and killing me while I'm watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Imagine. My aunt got hit by a stray.
It's horrifying.
Really?
Yeah, she got shot in the leg.
It's so terrifying.
On Halloween, no less.
That's even scarier.
That's horrifying.
What was she doing?
Walking home.
And she was just walking home and got hit by a bullet?
Yeah, she got hit in the leg.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Did she get any money?
I think so.
Did she go to jail?
I don't know. It was the 70s. Yeah, they arrested her because she was a woman walking.
Dude, imagine you're just sitting.
That's the saddest part. Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Imagine you're just sitting on your couch and you're watching Schitt's Creek and somebody tries to kill someone outside. A bullet flies in and just hits you on the arm. You don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
This is what I get for watching Dan Levy.
Exactly. You're just enjoying Dan Levy.
You are going to have a flying machine style 911 call. Where you're going, I was watching Schitt's Creek. I sit on my couch and my arm exploded.
Someone hit me in the arm.
I think you have PTSD and you can't see Dan Levy ever again.
Yeah.
There was a guy that my uncle used to drink with who I don't remember his name. His name was like Little or something.
Mm,
it was
tiny.
It wasn't tiny, but it was close.
Little.
Small. It was something like he had like a
micro?
Weird nickname like tiny. But he met my uncle at a bar and his dad got shot in front of him. Got in like a gang violence thing. And then the bullet ricocheted through his dad's head and then went out and hit this guy in the spine. And he like couldn't walk anymore.
Jesus.
Isn't that
for how
awesome?
Long? Like a day?
Forever.
Oh.
Well, not forever. He'll pass. Probably earlier than he would have.
Yeah.
But pretty scary. And my uncle loved this guy and they would talk all day. Damn. Well, my uncle would talk. He couldn't talk very well because of the bullet.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it out.
I don't remember
if
they got it out.
You can just have a bullet in you for like a long time.
Have you ever
time?
Seen the videos of people popping bullets like pimples?
No.
Where they got like a bullet.
What kind of videos are you watching, man?
Yeah. Gangsta ones?
The hell are you talking about?
Gangsta videos? Jeeps flying into buildings and bullets being popped
right,
out
man.
Of people's legs? I just don't like the violent videos.
Uh-huh.
I like extreme
pain
and suffering. Yeah, that's funny to me. But there's videos of people who are like, I got shot in the leg 10 years ago and it's finally coming out. And they just like push on their leg and the bullet just pops out like a pimple head. Pretty cool. Oh,
I've seen a similar thing, but it's somebody with a worm inside them.
I've seen a similar thing with pimples.
I used to be obsessed with videos of people popping sebaceous cysts.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like that crap.
I used to like it.
A sebaceous cyst, and then at the bottom, it's got Subway Surfers.
I think we talked about we tried to give my friend's dad a sebaceous cyst.
You tried to give him
one? He like had one that was kind of starting to... He was like, I think I have a cyst. And we were like, don't see anybody about it.
We'll do it.
We'll just let it grow and then we'll pop it.
Mm. My girlfriend's got a crazy one on her leg right now.
Pop it.
I want to, but she does not want me to.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not?
Because it would probably hurt.
It probably doesn't hurt.
I mean, you have to like cut it open.
No, you just poke it.
Well, I don't think it's a sebaceous cyst. I think it's something from some kind of strain. But she has a big lump. My girlfriend got a lump.
This is a muscle thing, then.
Yeah.
You can't pop that, man.
Damn.
There's no point in you even trying.
I thought you could pop them.
No.
You can pop muscles on a bodybuilder, and they'll get scrawny.
Yeah.
Nope. That happens in SpongeBob, but not real life. You're thinking of a cartoon.
They did that in Pumping Iron 2.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Pumping Iron 2.
They took all
iron.
The bodybuilders from Pumping Iron and popped them.
And it was
impressive because
they
stronged
the
back. The whole movie was them.
Really?
Yeah.
Having to recover from having your muscles popped?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the start of a sequel where it's like the bad guy's back.
Yeah.
We're all scrawny again.
Avengers Endgame style. They kill the Hulk.
Exactly.
Or no.
The Hulk.
Loki.
Thanos.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
I don't remember anything about that movie.
Yeah, no, me neither. Knows. That was the movie event of the decade, though, mm-hmm. apparently.
They called it Endgame, and then they made six more movies. What the hell is that?
Pound that out.
What the hell is up with that, Disney? Yep.
You can't be doing that shit.
You can't be doing that. No,
no, no, no, no.
That'd be like calling a movie The End.
This is the that's like calling a movie This is the End, yeah. and then there's more movies.
And there's literally so like and 90 minutes left.
Yeah.
I found something, a new thing that's awesome.
What's that,
what
bro?
Is it?
Well, I don't want to tell you guys.
Oh, all right.
So please tell me.
So, well, I really I like going on Reddit and looking at random subreddits and mm-hmm. seeing what people are saying on there. I think it's really fun.
Reddit
and
is
I realized that there is a it is coming back in a big way.
Yeah, we've been.
I
back
realized
on.
There's a certain type of subreddit that is the best type of subreddit ever, and I've found finally the second type and made me realize it's a type. So basically, I was having some trouble with UPS, uh-huh. and I was Googling some stuff about UPS. So then Reddit started recommending me a bunch of posts from r/UPS.
Yeah,
and here's what's incredible about r/UPS. This is a subreddit where exactly half the people are people who are there because they're having huge problems with UPS's laziness and shoddiness, and they're mm-hmm. coming there because they hate UPS, and they're okay. pitching about it, and they are talking about how much they despise it, how much they want to kill their driver, et cetera, et cetera. They despise UPS. The other half of people that are on the UPS subreddit are people who are there because they are UPS drivers. And it is a full all-out war subreddit where every post, if it's made by someone who hates UPS, the comments are full of downvoted UPS drivers and vice versa. <That's> and
so
it's a complete
awesome.
War zone. And I realized that is the best type of subreddit is somewhere where it's obscure
yeah.
enough to be like the, yeah. it's a, just a thing that you can have a stance on and it's a war zone. The other one I think I talked about before a little bit is r/sharks, which
yes.
is half people who are like shark conservationists and then half like 8-year-olds who think sharks are, sharks are evil are robots. Evil.
It, I yeah. mean, imagine how amazing that's got to be for UPS drivers that like people hate you, like yeah. on the whole, people hate you.
Yeah.
And you have a place where you can get
it's
back.
It's fish in a barrel.
You yeah. get the get back, man.
And everybody who hates you, like, you're getting the top 1%.
Yes, people who are going
UPS
out
haters.
Of their
people
way
who are trying to find the place to
yeah.
hate on
mm-hmm.
you.
And you just, and sit you can there. Fully yeah. anonymously, just somebody says, like, my package got stolen. You say, good.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
Good.
Fuck you.
Fuck
literally
you.
All the common people say, I think the UPS driver stole my package. And then there'll be comments that are like, -20 that say, like, get over yourself. Yeah.
So, we probably did, bitch.
So funny.
Just a picture of the package.
Oh, this?
Oh, you mean this one, huh?
I would love to be a UPS driver. And I would steal everything.
My dad was.
Yeah. Did he
I don't
ever
think
steal?
He ever steal? No. No, because
really?
I mean,
you're
sometimes Christmas was
I wouldn't
good.
Be stealing Amazon shit, though. I'd be stealing fucking the...
Amazon shit sucks. Nobody
I'd be stealing
anything
meal
from Amazon.
I'd be stealing factor meals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Eating them in my car.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the move.
Whole
I'd be eating all
delivered.
The ingredients separately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. although I'd be eating the frozen black eyed peas.
Little plastic package of croutons.
Yep. Yep. Just somebody catches you doing that.
Frozen chicken.
My wife packed this, actually.
Yeah, my wife's name is Factor.
My wife packed.
Or my name is Factor.
My name is Factor. And she put it on the box for me.
I am Factor. I am a UPS robot. I can't understand you.
It would be pretty hard to maybe sell that.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. My Reddit thing that I was looking at was the Bakersfield subreddit. I was really looking at a lot of it, and I looked at the most controversial posts on there of all time, and literally on the first page of all the controversial ones, like 10 of the 20 posts there are people asking if there's any black-owned coffee shops in Bakersfield, and then just every single one of them gets downvoted like 2,000 times.
God damn.
People are like, Why do you want to go to? Are you racist?
Yeah.
It's so funny, man.
I went on r/New Hampshire and I saw a post there that was like,
"I love
Londonderry.
Going to the
local. Londonderry has lost its luster.
Perfect.
The place that my hometown
no.
has lost its luster." And
there's
all the
so
comments,
much luster.
All the comments are like, "Yeah, no shit. what are you
wait,
talking about?"
Did Londonderry used to be like a giant? Like,
no.
Is there old photos?
It used to be the New York City of
yeah,
New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah. No, it was like, there's like, I mean, we have like a big, like, historical society, and there's like a lot of like old, like, houses there that you can, like, there's one next to like the elementary school that's like, it's like, this is a conserved house.
One of the houses with the plaques?
Yeah, the house with the plaque, and it still has the bed. It still has the bed with like the, I used to live in a plaque house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
There's so many plaque houses in New England.
Yeah, the house that we lived in was like, it was like a factory for like Civil War uniforms or something.
Yeah.
So there was like half of the house was like unlivable.
You know those New Hampshire guys were so pissed off they had to make those fucking costumes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that libertarian
trying to sneak a little bit of
blue
into it.
Sewing in kick me on the back.
Beat my ass. Yeah. But yeah, the whole thing was like, oh, I don't, like, it's not as fun anymore now that they're, like, building all these shopping centers and stuff. And it's, like,
I don't know. Way more fun to me.
Yeah, no.
Than fucking farms and
they're putting, like,
historical crap.
What did they... They put like a brewery next to.
Isn't there a founding father from Londonderry?
Yeah, Matthew Thornton.
Matthew Thornton.
They named the middle school.
Why do you know so much about the founding fathers?
Because
what it's like to be from New England,
yeah,
bro.
New England education.
Really?
Yeah. You're supposed to learn Button Gwinnett.
Gwinnett.
Button Gwinnett from Atlanta, Gwinnett County.
Uh-huh.
I think they
Why not
have
Button County. Cooler part.
Yeah, I know.
Of
that's
name.
A way. Why the way fuck cooler. Was this dude named Button? It's not even like
probably
like John Button Gwinnett. No, his name
Button.
Is Button. I
yeah.
think.
Maybe
actually,
the last button.
I'd have to confirm that, but I don't know.
So you would have to confirm whether or not it was a nickname?
Yeah.
I'm going to believe it wasn't.
I think it was
they,
his
people
name.
Were named stuff like that back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's believable.
His brother Buckle.
Yeah.
They would always...
Well, that's because they had like, as many as we have now, they had probably 150 times more Johns
back then.
So then when you went different, you really had to be a little creative with it.
Do you think there's any names that maybe they tried back then because they're like, oh, it's a 1700s, nobody cares.
Button.
Yeah, and it was maybe the last one.
Yeah. That's kind of a name that you like give your kid and then it's like cute when they're a baby and then they get older.
Well, any name's
like,
cute when they're a baby.
Yeah.
No.
Elmer.
Elmer's not cute.
Elmer would be cute as a baby.
No.
Shit eater.
Shit eater would be
diaper.
No, it wouldn't.
Would not be that.
Diaper
cute.
Would be.
Diaper
cute
would be kind of cute.
Because it'd be a
underwear.
Diaper. Underwear is not a good name for a baby. That's a bad name for a baby.
But once they grow up,
but once they grow up, because then they
that's
wear
a name you're supposed to grow
underwear.
Into.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the opposite problem of diaper.
Underwear Jones.
Underwear as a name is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be wrong to name your child.
Yeah, it'd be abuse.
What would you name your kid?
Ooh,
we do this so much.
Freak fly.
Fruit fly.
Oh,
freak flag.
Freak flag.
Fruit.
Freak flag.
Freak flag and fly.
Mm-hmm.
Run
fly.
Hide
freak kids.
And fart.
Kid named fly.
Kid named fly. A kid named fly.
Yeah.
This is my son Fly.
Fly Richards.
Fly.
We need to go get Fly's vaccine record for elementary school. Fly Pits.
Mm.
Fly is a really funny name.
I knew a girl whose name was P period Sabrina. And she...
That's Cap.
Her name was P dot.
P dot Sabrina.
P dot Sabrina, yeah.
So her first name was...
I think it was an...
A,
it was an
initial.
On legally, her name is P period.
That can't
Sabrina.
Be.
Sabrina.
That can't be.
And everyone called her P-Dot.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope they'd call her her fucking name.
P-Dot, man.
She went by Sabrina, but
like
it was
you don't
like
shake
P-Dot.
Well enough.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. P-Dot.
A P-Dot.
That's evil.
Mine have been getting...
my kid P-Spot.
Mine have been getting much worse, my P-Dots, when I stopped peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to get it all out sometimes.
Me too. It
it's
happened
quite
at the,
difficult.
When I was at the airport, I got the pat down.
Sometimes
I had a little bit of moisture.
You actually did get the pat down though?
I did. Well, actually, when you were leaving Atlanta, I had my leg was really sweaty because they had to check checking my ankle. I looked at the anomaly thing and it was like anomaly detected and it was right on my ankle. I was like,
is that really what it says? Anomaly detected?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're always checking me for these damn anomalies, man.
You are an anomaly.
I guess you walk must through. Be it.
Because it's probably the bling that you refuse to take off.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My chain.
Yeah. Walking through with 15 gold chains mm-hmm. that's all spin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were leaving North Carolina. No, I didn't get the pat down then.
He has been, by the way, he's been rehabilitated.
I believe it.
He put the bins in the bin
I'm
receptacle.
Glad to hear it.
Because in North Carolina, I could tell that they were stressed out because there's a...
Empathy.
A lady who just would a certified Yappa.
That was crazy.
She was talking all about like
in the TSA line.
In the TSA whole line, and I mean you were in pre-check, so you didn't see any. How
this is
long
what
this
you miss out.
Was.
This is what you are
I was playing Civilization. I won. So
no,
I don't
no.
Fuck.
You missed out on a beautiful, amazing moment.
Yeah.
You guys can think that as much as you want.
We were stuck behind this lady who...
I got to play an hour and 15 minutes of video games.
We have to entertain ourselves. Mm-hmm.
So this woman was talking a bunch about, like, she was running her business in the line. She's, like, telling somebody, like, you know, it's important for you to take a mental health break, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I think in my head, I'm like, okay, this woman runs... a Fortune 500 company. That's
and
why she's
getting,
speaking.
She's getting yelled at.
You heard her say, it's important to take a mental health break, and you thought she runs a Fortune 500 company?
The way that she was running this business, the way that okay.
She was also getting, she was simultaneously getting yelled at and ignoring every TSA person she walked by. Because they were like, get off the phone, get off the phone. She just did not give a fuck.
Not acknowledging the TSA. She's going through, she's like, I could see that she was on hold with other people and she was switching calls and stuff.
It was
she's
important.
Like,
whatever this was quite important.
So I'm like, oh my God, she is like running this business like crazy. And then we realize halfway through the line, she runs a hotel for dogs.
Yep.
And she's like, I realized this because she's like saying like, okay, well this one's a little bit confusing because that is a girl dog with a boy name. So what you're going to want to do. Yeah, Shannon.
Yeah.
What you're going to want to do is put these dogs in a completely dark room and play some music, maybe Josh Groban or the Tenors. And
that was an amazing line to overhear. And that made a TSA agent giggle.
Yeah.
Which I thought they had an anti-giggle training.
I like when they laugh.
I think I gave the guy like a... And he was like...
He connected with them.
That's what happened. You realize that they're real people.
Yep.
Yes, over at TSA.
Yeah.
And your rudeness was stomped out.
It was like my heart grew three times the size.
Yep.
I was the TSA Grinch.
Yeah.
And now I understand they got to deal with Mrs. Dog Hotel every day.
Yeah.
And that's why they're always yelling at
you. Know who I'm still at war against? You know who all your rudeness can be taken out of the TSA agents and directed to? The people at the bag drop desk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with them at all.
Damn.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
You know, I realized that they... Okay. What? Get this, bro.
Okay.
Remember that sticker that comes with your bag thing so that you can like identify it?
Oh.
Yes.
You put one on my phone.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought that he did that.
No. He put one on my phone, and I'd like to show you the back of my phone right now.
Whoa! Whoa.
Completely no text on it.
What the fuck?
At all. And it looks like there never has been.
That's scary as fuck.
That's how they keep losing bags.
Completely. invisible ink.
They lose bags because of that.
Isn't that insane?
That's scary as fuck.
It's so scary.
Whoa.
And look close. It looks like there was never anything on it.
I mean, you can see it.
No, that's lint. That's lint from my pocket.
That's my God. Really I thought crazy. That was a remnant, but no.
No, bro. No. So I'm glad we did that experiment because that means that they are not investing in permanent ink for their printers.
They're cutting corners by buying cheap ink, which is ink that works for a day or two and then goes away.
Yes. So that
should we
really
buy that for our printer, man? Save some money. I mean, we never need anything more than a day.
Yeah, more than a day. And then you can reuse the paper.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reusable paper.
But that really scared
me. That's an amazing idea.
Okay, speaking of traveling.
Mm-hmm. Vacation time.
Guys,
I'd like
warm.
For you to take a look over at Cameron.
He
tell me
like
tell
vacation
me what he
Jason.
Looks like he's into.
Guys.
Vacation Jason. Okay, Vacation Jason, lead us.
Well, guys, the weather's warm. We just we just went on a beautiful getaway to Carrboro, North Carolina.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been nicer.
In Atlanta.
And well, that was not vacation. That was work.
Yeah.
But Carrboro was a full vacation.
Now we're back to the grind. But we wanted to share with you guys
What the hell? They put all the grounds in there.
They put all the grounds in the bottom of my cold brew.
They were about to spill it on me.
They did dirt prank.
Yeah.
We are going to show you guys how to take the best vacation of your life like we just did. So.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you want me to start it off? Because I have a list of things.
Go ahead,
that
bro.
I found. I have, these are the top 10 things, the top 10 things that can happen to you during summer vacation. And these are.
Let me guess. You find love.
Well, buddy.
You find a job.
I think you have the slides mixed up, man. You're at the wrong screen.
Oh, it's okay.
You have presenta mode.
Presenta mode.
You're just capturing the wrong window, Julio.
Yeah, you're capturing the wrong window.
But that's.
But in the meantime, we'll talk about vacation, which is what I like about vacation is going away.
I think of you. I was going to say this earlier. I think of you.
You are
as
the vacation
man. Super fan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Look at him.
I do. I
Why
really
is that?
Do. Because I think you've been on the most vacations out of the three of us in the last couple years.
That's only because I'm marrying into a vacation family.
I know.
I would be on the lowest rung of vacation if it wasn't for.
I think that you like it.
Of course, I like it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like vacation? But all I'm saying is this. This isn't something I was born into.
Okay. I'm on the second most vacations.
You have learned how to.
I've learned vacation.
Mm-hmm. I think that is. Probably the best way to live is to be a vacationer.
Well, it's great that we have a vacation expert here because then we can have somebody consult.
I'm not an expert. That's what I'm saying. I'm a newbie in the land of vacation.
But basically,
Scrooge McDuck swimming in the sand of the beach.
But Jason, you're becoming.
We can't. We're stealing IP, man. We can't keep calling him vacation.
What's
Jason.
The IP?
Chris Gethard Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just made that up.
No.
Oh. Okay, well, Steeler. Then we'll call you.
I thought that you would under. I thought I said that because I thought you would get it.
I watched one episode of the Chris Gethard Show. I thought it was just funny to call him Vacation Jason.
Well, the conceit of him was that it's the most unfunny character, and then he became the funniest.
Okay, so I was having so much fun with Vacation Jason, and now...
You said I'm the most least funny?
No. It's not him. He's not... He just looks kind of like Vacation. Can you pull up a picture of Vacation Jason right now?
He's already struggling to even look at the slides. I don't know if we can give him extra things to do. Let's see. Oh, wait. It does look like Cameron.
Yeah, this looks exactly almost like Cameron he had...
I'm sure that was very funny
hair.
When they did that. But Cameron, I think that you... I think that... Even though you weren't born into it, I do think that you now have the most vacation knowledge of the three of us. Mm-hmm. And I'd like for you to put us on game.
Yeah. And say if these things would be good and bad if they happened.
Okay.
So let's go through this list here. The top 10 best things that can happen to you during summer
name.
Vacation.
So this is summer vacation from school. Mm-hmm. Not
scary,
going away.
Scary name, by the way, of the guy who
Draco.
Made the list. Draco.
Even mm-hmm. he, listen, Draco went to school too. He has summer vacation as well.
Yep.
Did they have summers off at Hog?
Yeah, bro. Did you
end of the movie.
Come on.
I thought that they just
they go
lived
back
there
to the Muggle world.
I thought that was them going
fake Harry Potter fan.
How do you think he gets on the bus in the third movie?
You think every movie starts with him at home because they just forgot that he was supposed to be at Hogwarts?
All right, let's see number one here.
Like, oh fuck, I forgot he was already at Hogwarts in the last one.
We gotta get him back.
Number two, you get VIP seats to your favorite singer/band's concert.
Has that happened to you on vacation?
No.
Well, let's see. The comment here said, let's see. The Beatles, broken up and half dead. The Doors, half dead. David Bowie, retired from touring. Billy Joel, already seen him. Supertramp, broken up. The Beach Boys, half dead. I guess I could always see Billy again.
Half dead isn't a reason not to
sound.
Dash Pet Sounds. If you're that big of a Beach Boys fan, you gotta see him.
Right. Half dead is not an excuse.
Yeah. They're replacing the Beach Boys.
You only care about one fucking guy in the Beach Boys anyway.
Yeah.
Man.
The Beach Boys are, if you love Pet Sounds that much, just go see if Brian Wilson is going to be on tour.
Who gives a shit about the rest of the Beach Boys?
Yeah, the Beach Boys are a modular band. You can replace all the members you want.
Every band is a modular band.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That is true.
Depends.
As long as the lead singer is alive, I will see a band.
Well, that's the thing about that's how the Beach Boys are. It's Mike Love and like a bunch of men who also look like they love vacation.
Well,
I think it's just him and one other guy who's still in it. And then like all these guys that look like it looks like if you put Joe Biden through a vacation filter.
So you're saying they're old.
They're very old, but also very, very vacation.
Ant detected.
Ant detected.
Fucking 500 of them, bro. We
Cameron
need to do
is
something.
In an ant battle.
Is so disgusting.
It's just an ant.
It's horrible. They're living in our machine. Keep going.
All right. The next one here. You get the house to yourself. Everyone else is going to lose the house in the street the moment, and then they have to let it go.
Eminem.
So again, this
is... Everyone is going to lose the house in the moment in the street. They have to let it go.
Did you not realize
you
that's what
that
it was?
Right now?
No. You just put a... What the fuck?
I thought that was somebody having a stroke.
Lose the house in the street.
You didn't know.
How
did that
make any sense beyond that? It's Eminem, man.
Everyone else is going to... Okay. He doesn't say everyone else is going to lose themselves in the moment.
No, but up to, so this is the parody
it's
starts
like,
here.
It's you get the house to yourself.
Well, if
else.
It said dash Eminem, I think I would have understood it.
Well, but
I hope you would, but I'm not sure that you would have.
Couldn't have the only thing that could make it more obvious, maybe.
All right, well, the next one. What's the next one here? For your prom, Stevie Wonder performs "I Just Called to Say I Love You" for you and your girlfriend. Two words, certified marriage.
Certified marriage.
Okay, so does prom happen in the summer?
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of this is not so much about vacation. I don't know that I ever had a prom on vacation. That's my vacation expert comment is
okay.
Had maybe, you know, two or three proms I've attended when I've been in other countries. And
imagine Stevie
vacation.
Wonder. Imagine Stevie Wonder pops up at the prom, though.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That'd be a good way to kick off vacation.
He could just be confused.
And he can't tell how old you are because he can't see, and you start making some Whoopee. Moves on Mr. Stevie when you're just a simple high schooler.
Okay.
That could be a great TV show.
And then you get some money out of him.
Yeah. Me and Stevie.
Me and Stevie and me. I'm 15.
The next one is Paul McCartney gets you singing lessons.
This is a classic vacation activity.
Yeah.
This could happen.
I doubt even Sir Paul could salvage my singing voice, Pet Sounds. Here's a script here.
Sir.
Yeah, you're supposed to. He's a knight. He's knighted. You're supposed
you
to say it.
Sir to Paul.
He's knighted.
I doubt even Sir Paul.
He's knighted. You're supposed to say it. If you don't say it, that's disrespectful.
But you're reading.
Well, I'm correcting mistakes is what I'm doing.
Okay.
And here's a script. Sir Paul. Hi, love from Badlands. Why don't you sing for me so I can assess your level? Me. And then you start to feel the rush. Paul, Sir Paul, I'm sorry. I don't think I can fix that.
Can you imagine Paul McCartney telling you you don't got pipes like that?
Mm-hmm. Damn. If Sir Paul McCartney said he wanted to assess my level, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, let me assess your level.
Honestly.
No.
Give me the jitters just thinking about it.
This next one here is your birthday. You get to have thing your way.
Yay!
Yay!
But I'm seeing a problem with this.
What?
You two both have summer birthdays.
Yes.
My birthday is in the spring.
Oh, interesting.
My birthday's in April.
Could happen.
So how could my birthday be on summer vacation?
You could
go to
maybe a hemisphere where the months are different.
Yes.
Oh, or a different planet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good idea.
Mm. The next one is... you do not get burned.
Okay.
That's
important. Good. That's
by the
good.
Sun?
Uh-huh. Or in general.
Just in general.
When's the last time you had like really bad sunburn?
When I went to Oakland.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you were outside all day?
Yeah, I went out.
On the block?
There was a skate park that I went to that was just in direct sunlight. And then I was like, man, why am I red and stingy right now? And then the rest of that week it was just like... putting aloe all over myself.
I like sunburn because you are fully, you get to be, if you get really badly sunburned, you get to be sick.
Yeah.
You like just have to sit on the couch and do nothing.
I like peeling.
And I love that.
I love putting the after sun with the lidocaine, like the aloe vera gel with the lidocaine in it.
Oh, and it's all cold.
It's cold. You put it on that sunburn and then it like immediately dries it out.
Why does it feel so fucking good?
You know what happens to me?
What?
I don't think I got sunburned in a while or like badly, but whenever I go into the sea, the ocean, I get hives all over my body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're allergic to the ocean.
Jelly bellies.
Yeah, jelly bellies.
Yeah.
And that's terrible. That's worse than sunburn. Yeah.
Jelly bellies is bad, dude.
It's horrible.
I've never had jelly bellies.
It's ugly and unseemly.
And it goes around your nuts.
Yeah.
And mine sometimes doesn't. It gets, really, every time I've had a long session in the ocean, I come out and my nuts are like football textured.
Ugh.
Mine's just mostly my upper body.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it means my nuts.
Yeah.
And my nut sack.
Mm. This next thing that could happen. You get to go on a big vacation. This is very rare for me.
That's sad.
On vacation, you could go to on a big vacation.
You could go on a bigger vacation.
All when right, you're let's on vacation. This one, let's go to the fucking bigger one.
Yeah, fuck this
shit
place. Sucks.
This one's vacation
hopping. Fuck this shit.
But you know what's even better? Dubai.
Mm-hmm. The next one is... you get to eat at a buffet at a casino. My first casino buffet was probably at the former Sands in Atlantic City. My
probably.
Second one is at the Mirage in Vegas. I can't wait for my third one. This guy is
you've
so
only had
awesome.
Two and you're hitting probably.
Yeah. Probably
you've only
hit.
Had one. My second one is. It's, yeah. Is at, it's going to be. It hasn't happened yet. I've had one casino buffet. I already can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you get fucked up with those casino buffets.
Oh,
that's
true.
The mimosas.
Uh-huh.
Bottomless mimosa for $55.
Ooh-wee. The next one, I think this is where it stops, and this is the worst things that could happen. So this is by the same author. He made dueling lists.
I don't even want to look.
Oh, well, you got to see number one.
I think I'll look at you.
Okay. Next slide. You go to summer school.
Damn.
Which well, I learned from this one comment. This happens all the time if you're Asian.
I think that you are not a real vacationer.
Yeah, I don't think you know what vacation means.
You picked the summer vacation thing.
Summer vacation is a style of vacation.
Summer vacation is is time off. Vacation is what you do with time off.
Yeah, but these are things that could happen while you're on vacation.
This is not
you
while
you're
on vacation.
You can't go to summer school while you're on vacation.
Well, that's
this
a... That's,
you're also not on vacation. You're in summer
this
vacation.
This
you're
could
not at
end
school.
Your vacation. This is the worst. These are the worst things that could happen, and going to summer school would end your vacation.
Okay, you've justified it.
Mm. Next slide.
Carry on.
Your Disney trip is canceled. I didn't even go to Disney that much. That would really suck if I had a Disney trip and it got canceled.
Do you think us three should go to Disney?
I think we should go to Universal.
Universal.
But
Universal
wouldn't
Orlando.
It be funnier if we went to Disney?
No.
Who gives a fuck?
But wouldn't
Disney
it be funny?
Sucks.
But wouldn't it be funny
Jinx.
If we tried?
We jinxed.
But it, what if we? It wouldn't it be funny
shut
if we
up.
Tried all the
shut
Star
up.
Wars food?
Shut up.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Shut, saying, shut the hell up, man.
Shut up.
But what if? Okay.
Next slide. Do you get paralyzed from the neck down over the summer? That would suck big time.
Yeah. That would suck.
That
I'm
would
be
honest. Horrible.
Did you guys ever have a broken bone over the summer or something
yeah.
that like ruined a summer?
I never
for
broke
you?
A bone.
I don't think I broke a. No, it wasn't over the summer.
I had
I did.
Crazy fear of breaking my leg right before summer vacation and then just
and
losing.
Part of darkness.
It happened to my brother.
Really?
Summer vacation. Kid breaks
that
arm on swing.
That is every kid's worst nightmare.
There's a video of it. We've all seen it.
Of course I've seen it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He broke his arm. My parents were supposed to go see Rod Stewart that hour.
Damn.
And they couldn't go see. They had their Rod Stewart plans canceled. The next slide. We're just going to go through these real quick. Your laptop breaks. That would suck. Hopefully this won't happen with my laptop.
Yeah.
Your parents divorce.
That happened to me.
Yeah? During summer vacation?
That happened
then
to
I
me
got
during
two
spring
vacations.
Break.
Ah, well, I got two summer vacations.
Well, this person probably knows how you're feeling. Your parents can divorce, so that is why I vote for you, buddy. Are you my buddy? After all, I did vote for you. Somebody whose parents just divorced and they're really looking for
so
a friend.
Are you my buddy?
Are you my buddy? I don't know. Next one. A wasp stings you. That would be so painful. Hopefully it never happens to me. And then the next one is Justin Bieber comes to your neighborhood.
No.
What is with all this Justin Bieber stuff? Because he sucks, man.
Facts.
That would actually be good for summer vacation. You'd
Justin
have a big
Bieber.
Summer block party.
I used to have a daydream about when I was a kid meeting Justin Bieber. Maybe I've told you this before. Meeting Justin Bieber and being like, dude, I don't care that your music sucks. I just think that we could be chill friends.
We could hang out.
And meeting him at a Walmart.
Dude, it would be so sick to hang out with Justin Bieber when he was 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, he'd be really down. I was like, everyone's saying I'm a girl. Everyone, yeah. And he'd be like, hey, man.
Justin.
Okay, dude. You're fucking
I'd
famous,
never
dude.
Call
dude
you
you're
Justin,
the,
bro.
You're the fucking man. You're
I'd never
cock.
Call you Justin Bieber.
Dude, just ignore them. Your shit is fire. It's on the radio.
Yeah.
Why do you have to? They're haters, man. Don't listen to them.
My and fantasy then, was specifically he's looking at the shirts at Walmart, and I'm like, dude,
I like
that
those too.
That shirt's sick.
That shirt
and I
look
pretend
good on
I
you.
Don't even know his music
yes.
at all. And he's like, don't you know I'm Justin Bieber? I'm like, dude,
who's Justin
I've
Bieber?
Never heard of you.
Who the
and
hell
he,
are
and
you?
Then he asked me to become friends with me because I'm the only person in the world who doesn't
check
care.
Check this out. You'd he'd be like, you know I'm Justin Bieber, right? And you'd be like, yeah, and I'm Caleb Pitts, so what?
So what? Keep looking through the shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Triforce.
All right, well, that was all my slides.
Cool. All right, I'll go now.
Okay. So, yeah, again, not so much about vacation.
Not so much about vacation.
It was about vacation.
But mine's about vacation. Guys, what's the best vacation ever? The first vacation I remember going on, a cruise ship.
Never been.
Well, you're about to go.
Okay.
Virtually.
All right. Virtual cruise.
This is from the cruise ship subreddit. Regret inviting my cousin to my cruise. I invited my cousin to go on a cruise with me. 7-day Carnival Panorama Riviera. But now I regret it. I have a cabin booked for myself and thought I can just add him to my booking for a nominal fee. The Cheers program, so this is the program where you get to all you can drink, right? Forces me to buy a package for both of us. And even though he doesn't have to drink, I would have to shell out another $500 for him. Now I feel like I should just make up some excuse like my boss isn't approving my leave or some important project came up at work. I don't really know what to say to him. I would rather go alone and enjoy the privacy and relaxation. I felt bad for him because he's from a poor family and has some autism. But now I realize it's not worth paying the extra money to bring him on board. Any advice? And here comes an update.
Oh my God.
My comment got heavily downvoted when I mentioned that I plan on maxing out my daily 15 drink limit. Just to add some context, I'm a former and recovered alcoholic in my late 20s, and my AA sponsor of the past 2.5 years helped me develop this customized strategy to compartmentalize my drinking and completely eliminate it from my normal life on land. It's been a long time since my last drink. So yes, I booked this cruise for 3 reasons. Primarily to drink, enjoy good food / gym on board. 3, enjoy good food at ports in Mexico. 4, burn off some PTO before it expires. So
what an ingenious strategy.
I saw this and it made me, this is what put me down the cruise rabbit hole, which was very shallow, I found, but I really enjoyed this post. Mm-hmm. This guy is an alcoholic, recovered alcoholic. He doesn't drink except when he goes on cruises and then he has 15 a day
for 7 days.
So amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
dude?
You have to go alone. Why would you bring your cousin?
I mean,
And also going on a cruise alone and just getting drunk all the time.
Well, he's only there to drink. He probably doesn't give a fuck about cruising at all.
No.
The fact that he wants to eat food.
It says primarily to drink and it's bolded.
Yeah.
Enjoy good food is second.
Yes.
And it's also, it's enjoy good food plus gym.
And
going to the cruise ship gym is on the same level.
And he puts
drink emoji next to it.
He puts enjoy good food twice. He can't even think of 4 reasons.
Yeah.
Enjoy good food on board and in PTO. Mexico. And waste time.
Yeah.
He just is going to just fucking drink, man. Mm-hmm. That is so fucking smart. Okay, next. Embarrassed to ask this. So me and my hubby were on a Carnival cruise and accidentally left, a marriage enhancer on board.
Oh, geez.
I'm terrified that our credit card is going to get charged with some kind of special fee for leaving it on board. We have a healthy bedroom life and wanted to spice up the cruise. I'm just beside myself that I left Bam Bam in the room.
This is a Sibian.
Yeah,
No.
This is a full Sibian they brought on the cruise.
Actually,
that's why they're so mad. Yeah.
Actually,
they have this fucking motor sitting in their room.
Peep game, man. Next slide. Was it on the right side of the bed, in the nightstand, bottom shelf, purple Carnival Paradise? That's Bam Bam, all right, OMG.
And oh, my
links,
God.
He links to this. Go to the next one. Surprise found in our room. And it's a picture of a purple dildo sitting.
That looks like Larry Boy, dude.
It does have Larry Boy, look to it. All right.
Wow, that's magical.
Isn't that magical?
The cruise community, who would imagine that so many of the couples who go on cruises to spice up their marriage would also be on Reddit? Yeah. Yeah. Those two communities could possibly overlap.
Next. You know you're cruising when? Okay, so this is
a cruise forum?
This is a cruise forum.
Oh.
So this is like, you know you're cruising when blank.
Okay.
It's a kind of
you might be a cruiser.
Yes, it's you might be a cruiser.
Okay.
I know I'm cruising when I walk into the Lido deck for the first time and I hear the Caribbean music playing. That's the moment when I say, I'm on a cruise. Ha ha. What is that moment for you? So when do people truly know that they're on cruises?
You know when I know I'm on a cruise is when Mario is there and we have to smash blocks and we have to jump around the ship doing all sorts of mini games.
What? Oh, Mario Party. Mm. But
Mario
a specific
Party takes
Mario
place
Party.
On a cruise ship?
One of them does.
It's Mario Party 7, I think.
Go next.
Oh.
Hearing the boing of check-in and the jet engine they call a toilet flush.
They have scary flushes on boats as well as planes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had no idea what this meant. I thought that we could
You've never flushed a toilet on a plane.
No, I leave it. I didn't know they had a flusher. There's no water.
There's water.
What, man?
There's no water.
You don't flush? On the plane?
There's no water to flush.
Yeah, he's got a point. There's no water. It's just a metal bowl.
I know I'm cruising when my husband goes to the buffet for a pre-dinner before going to the main dining room.
That's so sick.
That is tight.
And there was a lot of responses of people being like, oh, your husband does that too. He's an experienced cruiser. Mm-hmm. The buffet.
Get your money's worth.
Go to the buffet, the all-you-can-eat buffet for a snack.
That'd be so funny to go on this website and like, everyone's name like cruising whatever, and then you're just like, oh, this is not the website I thought it was.
Oh yeah.
I thought this was a website for anonymous.
Well, it is
sex.
Exactly the same people.
It's the same.
I guess that's true.
You would be like, oh, I'm on the right website.
Yeah.
And
you would think that you're seeing all this stuff, then you get to the one page that's labeled NSFW.
That's why they're called cruise ships.
I found one. I didn't put it in, but I found a post of somebody being like, yeah, we're at we keep thinking we're getting approached by swingers on the cruise ship and we're like interested in like dabbling the lifestyle. But then we get back to their room and they just want to like, it's like an MLM and they're trying to like sell it. Okay. Next. And this is my last one.
The username.
This is somehow they did a slightly different font. I know I'm cruising when I see water all around me. Belly button 530.
The username's
this
really
made me
good.
Laugh so the
hard username when is
I'm
really fucking good.
Belly button 530. I know I'm cruising when I see water all around me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me.
All right, guys. So we've been talking about vacationing.
And the expert here.
What I want to talk about is I know that basically, you know, all of us, we're pretty well off. We make, you know, take home pay upwards of $12,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And but I know not everybody, you know, can afford these lavish vacations like we go on to Carrboro.
Yes.
So I wanted to do a little presentation today on how we can how you can vacation on a budget and save some money on activities and trips. And here's how to vacation without
excursions.
Breaking the bank. So I have basically what the expensive option is that you'd be doing if you were, well, us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a kind of an alternate budget option that will be more cost effective.
For brokies.
So, for brokies. Mm-hmm. And let's just jump into it here. First of all, expensive to hit the casinos in Las Vegas.
Now,
yes. This is fun to do, to go to Las Vegas and win, you know, upward like $1 million on the slots mm-hmm. or $1 million on poker, but not everyone can afford to win that much money.
It's true.
So if you want to stay on a budget, your option would be to maybe use a vending machine.
Yeah.
Because
that's a gamble,
point.
Too.
Spend less money, win almost every time, maybe.
Yeah,
80%,
you win every time.
80% of the time, maybe.
And stuff that is, you know...
edible.
Instantly
more delicious.
More delicious than money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the immediate.
They're called chips at the casino.
Oh.
They're not chips.
Yes. We had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very hard way. Cracked a tooth. Here's another expensive vacation. This is scuba diving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because you got to buy all the gear.
Right. You have to buy all the gear.
And
you
the
have to,
fucking
you have
fish.
To pay for classes to train. You have uh-huh. to fly to the place that you're going to mm-hmm. scuba dive. You have to pay for basically an expensive spear gun to kill all the fish
yeah.
that come too close to you.
Yep. And you can't do this in the pool.
No, you have to buy. You have to spend a lot of money on a special waterproof camera so you can take pictures of the rocks on the seafloor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Blurry pictures of your wife uh-huh. 30 meters away.
Being attacked by an eel.
She looks like a PS1 cutscene.
Yeah, uh-huh. She's all polygon. She's like,
yep. You put it. You show your mother-in-law when you get home, and she goes, oh.
She goes, what?
Oh.
Say, yep, this camera cost me $50,000. Yeah. Yeah. So if you can't afford going scuba diving, a budget option would be to take a shower, because you will get just as wet, mm-hmm. okay? If it's wetness that you're looking for,
then
you can get wet at home.
You don't got to go to the bottom of the ocean to
get
wet.
There's plenty of water in your house.
Go to the bottom of the tub.
It's literally a thing.
And if
you
can't
pull.
Afford a shower, just stick your head under the sink.
Use the sink.
A little wet.
Just you put one part of your body at a time in the sink, and mm-hmm. it's 90% of the experience of scuba diving.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Here's another expensive vacation activity. A couple's spa day.
Now,
we all like to, you know, go and get massaged, get some oil rubbed on us, some cucumbers mm-hmm. on the eyes, and maybe some shiatsu.
What?
But if you don't want to spend the money, or you can't spend the money on an expensive spa day with your significant other, what you could do instead as a budget option is nothing.
Oh.
Just don't do anything.
Just don't do that.
Just don't do anything.
Because you're spending money to do what?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Why
That's
there?
Basically what spa days are.
Massage is a pseudoscience.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You're what?
There's no evidence.
You're paying to get touched.
There's no evidence that your muscles can be touched through your skin.
Right.
No.
We know they exist behind it, but they're really
and
just touching your skin.
And it's always
going
to be cheaper to not do something than do it.
It's 100% true.
That's a great budget.
That's
a vacation standby.
You could have done this for all of them, honestly.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm trying to show varied options, but you totally could. I mean, you could, you know, for example, it's expensive to fly to, say, Portugal and go on sightseeing tours and go on fancy dinners and go, you know, wherever, but it's not that expensive to fly to Portugal and sit in the airport the whole time.
No, just chill in the
5-day layover.
Well, a more expensive food options there, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay for hotel either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another expensive trip. staying in a 5-star hotel.
This is a favorite of
with
mine.
With every luxury. This I love it too. I mean, look at all the cars at this hotel.
One of the same.
These are the people who are staying at this hotel. You can tell. Well, they're all parked here in a line. This is the parking lot.
Everyone driving a Rolls Royce right into the 5-star hotel.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, of course, we all love to stay in 5-star hotels, but it can get a little bit pricey. You know, some of these 5-star hotels can be $3,000 a night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking to spend that much money, $3,000 a night at a 5-star hotel, instead, on a budget, you could spend $2,000 a night at a 4-star hotel.
Oh, yeah. See, I've never been to one of these, but they seem quaint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to, you know, get bed bugged up and whatever, this is a good option. I mean, look at this busted-ass fountain.
I believe they call these hostels over on the other side of the pond.
But it's much cheaper, and you can spend that extra $1,000 on
a meal.
Yeah.
Snack,
at least.
Yeah.
Or like a phone charger or something. Yeah. If you lose one.
Yeah. So here's another expensive trip here is... paying for a tour guide in a foreign country.
No, thank you.
No, you
have to pay a lot of money for someone just to show you around, show you all the cool stuff.
It's a racket.
Here's what you should do instead of spending that money. On a budget, what you should do is find somebody who lives in the place and follow them around the whole trip. Now, this will cost no money.
Uh-huh.
Most people, most say in a foreign country like France or Japan, the villagers there will usually go to all the interesting places, you know.
That's true.
Daily routine. Go to the Eiffel Tower, go to the catacombs, Arc de Triomphe, the Louvre. You know, that's their daily routine.
You're saving money on Google Maps as well because you just follow the person.
Right. And here's the beauty of this. You might be worried about this person seeing that you're following them and getting upset. Well, get this. They literally don't speak English, so you don't have to explain yourself.
They can't get mad at you.
Yeah.
I mean, they might get mad on their side of reality, but in your world, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
You can just shrug. You don't even have to say, I'm following. You can just shrug and say nonsense. You can shrug and say, purple car.
Yeah.
Big monster.
And pop out a pepper spray or two. Let them know. And then they'll keep walking.
Honestly, some of them might be telling you places to go. You don't know. You can't speak the language.
Right. Well, just keep following.
We're not interested in going somewhere else. We're interested in following you.
Go here. But you don't know that they're saying that at all.
I mean, they're gonna any interesting place, they're going to know. They know all the places. A lot of local kind of, villagers will know places that you would never find on, say, TripAdvisor or Expedia, like, you know, Angkor Wat, Machu Picchu, Chichen Itza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are places that you're not going to find on. These are foreign places.
But it's literally where they live.
Yeah. It's or where they go to buy their groceries you know, to hang out.
Go chill. Yeah. That's their version of like the mall when you're in high school. You go to Machu Picchu.
Yeah. Okay. Let's look at the next one here. Expensive Star Wars cruise. So we talked a little bit about cruise ships already.
That does look quite fun.
It is expensive to go on a Star Wars cruise. You have to pay for all these dinners, the you know, staying on the ship. You have to pay. You basically are paying the ship's operating costs by buying a ticket to this. That's expensive, man. Don't do that. Here's what you should do instead to save money on this crazy curated experience. On a budget, just go to one of the planets from Star Wars.
Yeah, just
Coruscant.
It doesn't need to be so curated.
No,
it's the same thing as with the Bahamas. Don't go for a cruise to the Bahamas. Just fly in.
Yeah,
right. Just go to fucking Endor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just exactly.
See what the locals live like.
Exactly.
Go to Mustafar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got what do they got there? They got an island made of completely man-made. That's a wonder.
That is a wonder.
That is a wonder. There's many wonders on other planets. So also, I mean, another piece of advice, just check out other planets.
Yeah.
It's not all about Earth all the time.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Here's the next one here. It's expensive to go to Cancun, Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. Of course, it looks expensive.
It looks expensive. Man, it's bustling. It's thriving with culture, Mexican culture.
Blue.
Water is so blue, and there's just so much to do. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg. But if you want just a little taste of Cancun, Mexico... The budget option is just go to Chipotle Mexican Grill.
It's the same fucking food.
A lot of the same flavors are involved.
Same flavors.
And it
salt,
looks the
pepper.
Same. That look at that building and then go back a slide. All Chipotles.
Those are all Chipotles.
They look the exact same shape.
Let's see. Instead of the blue water, you have a blue sky.
Yeah.
Blue
window.
There's still a road. There's still a building. Realistically, the carnitas are going to be... They might even be better.
Definitely
Chipotle.
Better. Yeah.
So just Save a little money.
Check it out.
Don't get the guac if you want to save money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good
guac
tip.
Is extra.
That's a tip. Yeah.
Up to $2 extra.
All right, next. Let's look at expensive is a family trip to Disney. You got to pay, you know, for the hotel. You got to pay for a ticket for each of you. You got to pay for
matching outfits.
Dinner, the food there. And shirts. I mean, let's be honest, this one's a little bit your fault.
Yeah.
You have three kids. You don't need that many. No. Chill the fuck out. Here's the budget option. Instead of going on a family trip to Disney, go to Disney alone.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a lot more fun by yourself, and you're paying literally five times less.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize that if you don't have kids, they let you ride the R-rated rides.
Yeah, they have R-rated rides at Disney for their R-rated violence. Properties.
They're underground.
They're themed after the single frames in some old Disney animations that have pornography.
You go on a roller coaster, and it just says the word sex.
Yes. In a cloud.
Okay, let's go next here. This is the last one. It's expensive to go out to a fancy dinner.
Yeah, look at how fancy this fucking place looks.
Looks fancy as fuck. This is actually
so fancy they don't even have a door.
Yeah.
It's like shit.
This is this can be a lot of money to go out for a night. I mean, you and your wife, you and your brother, whoever you're traveling with. I mean, you know, it can be expensive to basically go out for a sentimental dinner, enjoy each other's company, and just have basically the best night of your life.
Yeah.
And if you're on a budget, I would say if you seriously can't afford a single fancy dinner, there's not really much hope for you. You shouldn't need a budget option for a single meal. Why are you even on vacation? Honestly, if you can't shell out for one nice meal when you and your wife are in Miami or whatever, you might as well kill yourself.
Thank you.
It's one fucking dinner.
It's one dinner, you fucking cheap
bastard.
Don't
go on vacation.
Yeah, what are you doing if you don't want to spend money?
Yep. I'm going to go on vacation, but I need a budget option for dinner.
Fucking idiot.
Hell no.
No, fuck.
It's over for you.
Yeah, it's completely over.
Work the rest of your life.
And then
you're
going
to be working to the bone.
Okay, that's been our vacation guide. I hope that you spend your spring vacation doing amazing things and saving money and being a student and going on a cruise.
Yeah. Okay, guys, shareholder meeting will be on Thursday. That's tomorrow from the day this comes out. Sorry that I know it's technically not in April, but tour was crazy.
We're doubling up on May.
This is the way it's going to have to
be. Double May.
Thank you so much for coming out to Atlanta and Carrboro. Philadelphia will be May, I think, 18th. We'll warn you about it when it's closer. Anybody else, anything? Subscribe to the Patreon.
Yes, sir. And
join the Discord.
Basically, Goosebumps
is filming here.
I'm going to scare every single person on your cast in a way that you can't. You can't anticipate.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I think this is what you do to get by back then. I think it's like if you want to be a film director, you got to figure out how to get a budget. And it's like, yeah, there isn't much analog in any other industry where it's like, God, yeah, I really want to work in marketing. I guess I should.
Yeah,
that should happen. Like a porn version of marketing.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do marketing for a porn company.
Have
and maybe
sex
I'll get
in,
hired
in a glass box truck and drive around.
That's what happened with Matt LeBlanc and also Simon Rex. They both did solo jacking stuff.
Well, but
for
that's,
money,
that's just,
and then they became.
I think solo jacking
actors.
is like like really brave.
Yeah, you have to sit on a leather couch and jack your thing.
Because who's watching that?
I don't know.
Am I watching
I
that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you are, if you think it's so brave.
Brave. I mean, it's brave. I think that's like samurai shit.
Yeah.
Solo
it's
jacking
true.
Video is
but back
it's
then,
a lot to, it's a lot of burden on your shoulders.
Back then it was
have
like,
to carry the whole thing.
They had to, it wasn't like, you know, you prop the webcam up. They had to have a whole casting crew. Sweat wiping
that's
sweat
I mean.
Off their
that's
brow
a, it's
like
a gargantuan effort.
Somebody's hand cranking the film. Yeah, that's a lot. See, I would be scared to do solo jacking, not because of my penis, but because the
if you don't wipe good that day.
Yeah,
they have you sitting on
if
a white
I lean
linen
too
couch.
Far back on the fucking on the couch and somebody sees it in my asshole and sees
you'd
that.
Be, you'd be rocking around, leaning around.
Yeah. Yeah,
in ecstasy.
I'd be doing
I'd
so
be sitting
much.
Perfectly still.
My problem would be if my technique might be critiqued.
That'd be so. It's like
for me, I don't think I can keep the interest levels up. I don't think I can, you know, in the same like in the same way, you know, in a movie, you can't just have one character.
Yeah, you can't just have
you know
one.
What I mean?
Thing
I don't think
you're
I can
doing.
Keep it interesting for the entire 4 or 5 hours.
Also, what is the like porn always has some kind of plot. That is part of it. What do you do
here's,
to
here's
plot?
Here's my plot.
For
plot it
solo
opens,
jacking.
Okay, bye. I close the door. I lock it. And that's it.
Go into the kitchen and jack off in the. You're doing the dishes.
That's how you keep your pants down. You're just walking around the house.
Uh-huh.
Different crew spots. Following you. Different spots.
Long take.